I, as a believer, have a ministry that I am supposed to reach out to the people that are around me. And in fact, God is sending people my way.
The word reconcile means to win over, to bring someone into harmony, to bring them into harmony and relationship with God. What an amazing thing. We can reconcile people to God.
The I Give Life course is from the pastors and people of Good News Church in Augusta, Georgia, USA, who have prayed with more than 20,000 people one-on-one to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior and experience many miraculous healings like the ones recorded in the Gospels and Acts. In this course, we share what we've learned and some of our testimonies of giving life.
For everyone who's received this reconciliation to God now has an obligation to give this same message, to give this same life that we've received from Christ to our neighbors. And that gives us a new purpose.
And God doesn't want any of us to perish. He wants for us to have life and life more abundant.
I pray along with them and I accepted God in my life. And it gave me like this whole relieving feeling. It just washed me down at this just euphoria of feeling like accepted and loved. And it just changed my life, changed my all my beliefs and I guess the path of what I was living in a matter of 5 minutes.
He empowers us to preach the good news. He empowers us to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, open blind eyes, set free the oppressed.
That's the only way that this job is going to get done, is through you and I knowing our responsibility and taking it and reaching out in our own world.
This is Eddie, a believer who embraces ministry. He reached Carol. Then Carol gave life to her sister Georgette. The next, Georgette gave life to Neil. Neil is a high school teacher who embraces ministry and reached his student Tori.
I mean, I kept track of how many people I shared my faith with. From August 27 to October 24, I personally one-on-one shared my faith with 131 people to be born again.
The I Give Life course will empower you to be a life giver. With 8 sessions including the ministry of the believer, God's passion for people, the gospel defined, doing the works of Jesus, the power to be a witness, how God works with us, what life givers pray, the Face of Grace, and a CD full of resources for giving life, such as lesson outlines, the Road to Salvation script, Working Miracle script, What Now card, What Life Givers Pray bookmark, outreach guidelines, What Life Givers Say confession sheet, group activities, and more. This course will empower your church, small group, or ministry to reach your world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Get the entire kit for only $49 plus shipping and handling and taxes. Order online at www.igivelifecourse.com.
Praise God. And I got some good news for you. Last night we had 15 folks from the church go out into the city of Augusta. We saw 68 people saved and miracles and a lot of good things happened. So we just rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, today we're... We had brought this, I Give Life course with us down to Naples and introduced this down there at the meetings with the AOCM. But we're having I Give Life Sunday today, and so we'll talk more about this. But I want to share a couple things before we get into about the course and other things. If you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew 28. Who knows what Matthew 28 is about? Just shout it out. Great Commission. Everybody say Great Commission.
Great Commission.
Now say Co-mission.
Co-mission.
So let's read that. Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." And then what happens? All authority has been given to him, and then he goes and delegates it to the church. And the delegation happened in the word go. The whole body, go. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And Mark 16 says, preach the gospel to every creature. So we need to preach the gospel to every creature, and also we need to go and make disciples. Now, when we talk about making a disciple, we may all have different ideas and thoughts about what a disciple is. We may go around the room here today, and every person here may have a different definition of the word disciple. And we definitely have it in the body of Christ. But I see three parts to making a disciple. First of all, they have to make Jesus the Lord of their lives. I mean, you can't be a disciple until you become a Christian. So let's talk about born again, receiving Jesus, confessing Jesus as your Lord, you know, becoming a new creation, new creature. That happens on the inside. But the second part to becoming a disciple is transformation and change, where your life changes, what you think, what you say, what you do lines up with the Word of God, and it brings transformation. People should be able to, that knew you before you were saved and then after, should be able to see a difference in your life because you've been changed. You've been transformed. But what I hate to say about the body of Christ today is that we've stayed with those first two. And I'm not against that. I'm for that. But we have to move over into the third area of making a disciple, is where believers take responsibility for the Great Commission. Take it as a part of their own. And it's not just a few special people. It's not just the pastor's job or the youth pastor, associate pastor, or the evangelist. That is everybody's job to make disciples. It's everybody's job to reach out. It's everybody's job to give life. And that's one of the things that we focus on here. And we're all about getting people saved. We went out in the streets yesterday. And things had happened. We've been praying for people, ministering to people, helping people. And we're all into transformation. I love people being blessed financially. I love people being healed in their bodies. I love strong marriages and strong families. And I love people being changed and different and making a difference in their world. But I also love the third part, is seeing people step out of their comfort zone and be bold and share the gospel and reach others with the gospel. And so this is what we're about. We're about all three of these. And we're about the Great Commission. And our mission here at Good News Church is empowering people to give life. A mission is what we're supposed to be doing. That's what the Great Commission is. What the church is supposed to be doing. And we've only taken the Great Commission and put it in language that the people of Good News Church understand. And that's empowering people to give life. That's how we define the Great Commission here at Good News Church. And we've been doing that quite effectively here in the Augusta area. And like was mentioned, we've seen over 20,000 people saved. That's just salvations. Nothing to do with healings and miracles and all other kinds of areas of people's lives being transformed. But we've had kind of a mentality over the years just to keep it to ourselves. It's just for Augusta. This is just our unique calling. But through a series of supernatural events, we've gotten connected with some ministers over in Australia named Jim and Jan Newton. I don't know if you've heard, many of you have heard of them. They've been here to the church. They're over on the other side of the world. And Jim, since 2006, the Lord has been showing him the ministry of the believer. We call them life givers, the same thing. But he's been preaching this by revelation, what he saw in the Word, and he believes it's a mandate for the church, but he didn't know a church that was in his circles that was doing the ministry of the believer until he met us. And so God got us connected. Jim and Jan Newton, they're the international directors for AFCM, the ministerial group we're a part of. They are connected to 54 nations. And they've been instrumental in getting 5 million of Brother Hagin's books into China. And just had a tremendous impact on the world. So it's not, these are some influential people that God's connected with. And so we went to Australia and several times last year and this year, and we're sharing about what the ministry of the believer, what it looks like in a church. And after last year's meeting, we talked with him via Skype, and Jim began to challenge us to take the message of I Give Life beyond Augusta and beyond Good News Church. And then he shocked us by saying that the Lord showed him, gave him a plan. Get this, to raise up 1 million believers, to raise up 1 million life givers who within 10 years will reach 100 million for Jesus Christ. And that was Jim's vision. That's what Jim was saying, but now I'm saying it's a part of my vision. It's a part of our vision. We're a part of that. And you may not get your head wrapped around that. At this point in your life, you may not even care, but this is big, and we've got a part to play in this. And we're going to do part. Every part does its share. And so this course right here that we're going to be talking about here, the I Give Life course, is an important part of the plan. And so we're talking about that today and getting this I Give Life message out. And with the Lord's help, we're going to be able to do that. Amen? Just be open today for your part. Be listening to the Spirit of God. What's your part in all of this? I think we've got a video now to show.
You may be watching this lesson asking, why is this important? Why does this matter to me? Well, let me tell you today that it is extremely important. The believer's ministry is vital in the world today. There's about 2.1 billion Christians, people who say, yes, I believe I'm going to heaven when I die. Yes, I believe in Jesus. So that means that the rest of the population either hasn't heard or doesn't believe those things. So that means that 2 out of every 3 people are going to hell when they die. They're not going to an eternity with God. It's been said that 36.5 million people go to hell every single year. Now, if you break that down, that means 100,000 people go to hell every day. Now, that's a sobering thought, but I'm going to take it a step further. That means that 2,777 people are going to hell while you're watching this session. If that doesn't mean anything to you, if that doesn't do anything to you, then you need to reevaluate where you're at. You need to understand that you have a responsibility for some of these statistics. God gave us the job of reaching people, so these people aren't going to be reached on their own. They have to be reached by us. They have to be reached by Christians, have to be reached by people. Because there is a great need. The evangelist and the pastor and the fivefold ministry, they can't do it all. You may be thinking that they can hold these big crusades, they can hold these big meetings and win all these people to Christ, and that is sufficient, that is all that is needed. So here's a hypothetical. It would take 274 years of an evangelist holding crusade meetings and every night praying with 1,000 people to get saved. Now that seems ridiculous, but that's how long it would take to reach 100 million people just by an evangelist doing it all himself. But if you look at it this way, if you had 10 million believers who knew their responsibility and actually stepped out and did something, if those 10 million people each reached 10 people in 1 year, that they could reach 100 million people. So it would take an evangelist 274 years to reach 100 million people, or it would take 10 million believers just 1 year to reach 100 million people. So I want to tell you today, you and I can do something about this statistic. It's not just for the fivefold ministry. It's not just for the big preachers. It's for you and I. That's the only way that this job is going to get done, is through you and I knowing our responsibility and taking it and reaching out in our own world. Now, we see some examples of this throughout history. It says in the book of Acts that the early church turned their world upside down, that they reached all of the known world in 2 years. Now, that was just believers knowing their responsibility, knowing what they had to do, and reaching out to people daily. Now, we see even more recently, in the 1970s, there was about 5,000 Christians in China. Now, you look at it today and you wonder how it got from 5,000 to now there's 100 million Christians in China. And the only way that that happened was by believers reaching out day to day, bringing people to Christ. And so I want to tell you today, you and I have a responsibility. And I want to encourage you that you and I can do something about these numbers. God has given us everything we need to reach people. And so he wouldn't have given this job to us unless he'd known that we could do it. So I want to tell you, we can do it. Let's not just sit around idly and watch people go to hell, but let's put up a fight. Let's do something about it, and let's go out and reach the people in our worlds.
My name's Neil. I've been going to Good News Church for a while, and I had heard Pastor Matt and Susie talk about the believer's ministry, and I was reading the Word and saw they had done their job very well. It says in Ephesians 4 that the pastor's job is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. Well, I'm a saint. I'm a believer. I'm not a preacher. I'm just a man in a church. And I saw that The Believer's Ministry was reaching out to your world to pray for folks, pray for people, to heal the sick, to get people saved, to bring them into the kingdom of God. And so having heard these things, I just started doing it where I was. I'm a high school teacher, and though that may be frowned upon in a school, it just seemed like something I needed to do. The love of God was working on me. I had people around me who were hurting, and I just reached out to them with the gospel. And I found that God would heal people. He would use me to heal people, not because I'm anybody special, but because he said in John 14:12, whoever believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these, because I go to my Father. Well, I just believed that, and so I began to lay hands on the sick and see them get healed. God healed them. One particular person I had ministered to was a young lady in one of my classes whose wrist had been sprained.
Me and her had been playing around one day, and I busted her wrist, you know. And she came back, and I knew that it was messed up, so she went to school. And the next day when she came back home, you know, I wanted to tease her to, you know, put her in the pain, and I was messing with her wrist, and she told me it wasn't hurting anymore. I asked her what had happened, and she told me that her teacher, Mr. Osborne, had prayed for her wrist and that the pain had left. So the next day, I go to school looking for this teacher, Mr. Osborne.
He came to see me, and he had questions about who God was and how God does things. He had questions from the Bible, and I just started sharing what I knew from my heart, from hearing Pastor Matt and Susie teach.
And I meet him, and immediately, the next few days, he was doing some Bible studies. And on the particular third Bible study, he shared the full gospel. And he talked about what Jesus had done for us, and, you know, he talked about the significance of the resurrection. And he asked a very important question, and that question was, at the end of the Bible study, he asked, if you were to die today or 100 years from now, do you know if you would go to heaven? And I stopped and I thought to myself, and I realized I heard about the Jesus story or the Easter story that he died on the cross, but I never knew that Jesus Christ, that he rose from the dead, and I never knew the significance of it. So I raised my hand, and for the first time, I called on the name of Jesus, and I invited him into my life and into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. So from then on, I had got plugged in the church back in my hometown. Meanwhile, at Thompson High School, Mr. Neil Osborne, he had been discipling me and teaching me about, you know, having a relationship with God. And one of the aspects of having a relationship with God that Mr. Neil talked about was partnering with God to do his will. And he talked about, you know, what they did at that church about, you know, ministering to the sick and sharing their faith. Well, me as a new convert, I really didn't know that that was our responsibility, but because I, you know, I love God and, you know, what he did for me and he changed my life, I wanted to have a part for whatever was his will. So, you know, he was telling me that his church, they would go on the streets and share their faith and they would see miracles, see people healed. Well, coming from my home church, I never heard anything about that. So what Mr. Neil was telling me really intrigued me. And I went back to my church and I talked to my bishop about it. And he's telling me he believed that God has a great plan for me. I was like, I believe that he has a plan for me. Well, what about now? I wanted to do, you know, the will of God. And I asked him, you know, when would I be able to share my faith? And he told me, he looked me intently in the eyes and he told me, you don't need to worry about doing any big things right now. All you need to do is to sit on the pew and to be a good, holy disciple. He told me that I wasn't ready. He told me I wasn't ready or that I wasn't qualified to do the work of God. So I'm battling back and forth with what my bishop was telling me, but Mr. Neil, you know, he's discipling me and telling me about all these things. And I felt more of a pull toward what Mr. Neil was telling me. I wanted to share my faith. I wanted to do the will of God. So eventually I began visiting Good News Church for a little bit. So we went there and the youth pastor, he gave a message about, you know, us. You know, there was a scripture in 2 Corinthians 5 that says that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And later on in that verse, it said that he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And there was one thing that our youth pastor, Pastor Nate, had said that really launched me off into sharing my faith. And he said that, you know, a lot of people have this idea, a lot of Christians have this idea that we're supposed to be in this Christian bubble. You know, we're only among Christians and we're not doing anything. So basically, we're in this little niche. We're in this safety bubble. And he said, while we're in this bubble and we're not sharing our faith, he said, we allow other people around us, we allow people outside of this Christian bubble to fall on their face and die and go to hell. And when he said that, that just really convicted me. And I just had a realization of the love of God, that God, he loved me and he changed my life. So who was I to neglect everyone of that same opportunity? So after that, the very next day, it was on a Thursday, I went back to school and then I went to work. And the first person that I shared my faith with, and I led them to the prayer of salvation. There was this guy named Travis. We're at work, and you know, it was getting busy, and we're flipping burgers and stuff like that. And I just, you know, I had a little conversation with him. I just got to the point, and I asked him the question, Travis, do you know if you were to die today or 100 years from now, do you know if you would go to heaven? And he said no. And briefly, in a matter of 3 or 4 minutes, I shared the gospel with him in a very clear, concise manner. And I prayed the prayer of salvation with him. And he left that day. And after that, I never saw that guy again. So from there, I have my calendar with me. I kept track of how many people I shared my faith with. And that day was August the 27th, 2009. And from that day, in a matter of 2 months, I personally one-on-one shared my faith with 131 people to be born again. And a few days after that Travis story I just told you about, I went back to my best friends, my parents, you know, people who had bullied me, people that I didn't like. I went back to everyone that I knew back in Thompson High School. And in a matter of 2 months, I individually shared my faith with 131 people to the Lord. And even now, you know, almost 3 or 4 years later, I'm the youngest out of 7 people. I didn't grow up in a Christian household. Both of my parents are saved, and every single one of my 6 members have now called on the name of Jesus. Just because I was obedient to the call that God has placed on every believer. You don't have to be, it's not just for the pastor. It's not just for the fivefold ministry. Their job is to train the believers to go out and to do the work of the ministry, which is sharing the word of the gospel and praying with people to be saved and ministering to the sick, doing what Jesus did.
Reaching out to his community, reaching out to people in his world, reaching out to people in his classes, in the hallways, in the school. He was able to do things I wasn't able to do as a teacher. He went out in the hallways and was able to minister to a lot of people. He brought salvation and healing to a lot of folks in that school and really turned it upside down. And all that was possible just because God is good, because he loves us, and because Pastor Matt and Susie had shared with us the ministry of the believer, that it's everyone's job to reach out to their neighbor. It's not just the pastor's job. It's not just the teacher's job. It's every Christian's job to influence his world for Christ, to bring healing, to bring salvation. And there are just a few simple things we need to learn, which is what the I Give Life course is part of. And if we learn those things and start to do them, we'll see the same results that Jesus had.
Praise God. We're just playing some excerpts from the course. The course is 8 lessons over 4 DVDs. And each lesson is 45 minutes long. That's the end, what you just saw there, is the last part of the first lesson, which is the ministry of the believer. This week we were, really was the first time that the course has been available in the U.S. And we took it with us down to, like Matt said, a meeting we did in Naples, Florida. And it was mostly ministers there. And so I had a lot of questions from people. We played the trailer and a lot of people were buying the course. And they began to ask me a lot of questions. And they said, well, how do you use this course in your church? You know, do you run this course on some, how do you use this course in your church? And I understood what they were saying, but yet it was so funny to me. I said, we don't do this course like this in our church. You don't understand. This is who our church is. This is who Good News Church is. This is what we do. And from Good News Church, we made this course. It wasn't like we sat and said, hey, what can we do? And we made up this course and then said, and then brought it to Good News Church. No, we took what Good News Church has been doing for years. We took who Good News Church is and we made a course out of it. And so that was just interesting to me, people's perception of, oh, you're going to get a course and you're going to bring it into your church. Yeah. Well, this is who Good News Church is. And it's what we do. We're life givers. And it's really telling your story. And we dedicated this whole course to you, to the people of Good News Church, because you're life givers. And we've learned this together. This isn't just a big revelation Pastor Matt had or I had or any one person had. They're all of us have contributed to this in one way or another. And we're all in this together. Praise God. So this course, I just want to talk a little bit about how it came into being. You heard Matt say that we had this challenge from Jim Newton to put the course together. We were planning to write a book, and he said, no, He said, I see that God wants to use believers. God wants to use every person to reach their world. He said, I see that, but I don't know how to train people to do it, but you do. And what I want you to do is give me a tool that I can use wherever I go. And Jim Newton's in 54 nations. In fact, the course we just completed this weekend, the course in the format needed for China, and the course will be in China by the end of the month. We gave, while I was in Florida, I met with the Chinese director of AFCM China, and they, so that they could do the translations, gave them the materials that they needed to do the translation, so that'll be ready when they get there with the course the end of the month. So this will be going all over China, which seems to me kind of funny because I think they already know how to do this, but it's going to empower them in a much greater way. I'll just give you a report of something that's already been going on. One of the pastors that had got the course when we were last month in Fiji, this is what they said. They said, we drove out past Nandi Town to a very rural area. It was simply hilarious as we drove up and down a bumpy dirt track road leading to our destination. There were no road signs. It was almost dark. We see two of the ladies come into the meeting walking, so we stop and pick them up. There were six adults, four kids, and one 18-year-old girl at the meeting with a few more to come next time. Manoj and Shabina, who are an Indian couple, their home is a tin shack. They have two tiny rooms where they live with their 13-year-old son, Manesh. We sat under a tin-roofed area open with more bugs than you could imagine on the floor and flying up your nose, in your ears. Well, you get the picture. And yes, in the midst of this simple environment, God moved. They live right next door to a family of Muslims who have shunned them, but they're slowly opening up and talking to them. This, and the reason that they've been shunning them is because they are Christians. So there you were preaching full strength as loud as the TV could get. Sitting near this area was Shabina's mother, who is also a Muslim and who could not understand much English. But we spoke later and I had a few sentences in her language, translated into her language about the love of God. And they were little seeds. And then there was another, a sister who's there, who's Hindu. And they were there at the meeting. We even had their niece and nephew with us who have been raised as Muslims. But they've been allowed now. Their parents are allowing them to attend church with us at Nandi New Life. We discussed the questions. That's part of the activities that are included in the course. And they all these people shared the impact that Jesus has made in their lives and the healing miracles that they've experienced. We all preached the gospel to each other knowing that ears were listening. Well, they loved the teaching and they were so excited to learn about sharing the gospel more effectively. They just kept smiling and praising God. I wish you could have seen it. They are all trusting God that God is going to use them in their area, Malalo, and out in Langalango, in another area in their community. So this was one way the course is being used. And you know, just think about it. This course is going somewhere that I don't have to go out there, and you don't have to go out there and have the bugs up your nose and in your ears, you know. But the course can go and be taken to these people, and they're dealing with right there in this little space and with these tin roof rooms where these people live. There are people that are Hindu, and there are people that are Muslim, and there are people that are Christians, and they're all together. And they have such differences between them because of their religion and their beliefs. But Jesus is the one who's giving love and giving life to them. So that's just one report of one time people met with the course. And we're going to hear that. It's going to happen all over the world because the course can be used. These lessons can be used individually, in a group. I mean, they can be used by an individual, just somebody at home watching it. It can be used in a group setting. Tori's using it now. You just saw Tori. Tori's out in college at ORU and he's using it to train people that he's in college with. Kids who have grown up in Christian homes but have no idea how to share their faith. They don't even know they're supposed to. They think their job is just to be good, holy people. And they don't realize that we actually have a job that demands action. And so Tori's doing a group out there. And but so it could be used in small groups. It can be used in churches, can use it in small groups. There's a church for some friends of ours that pastor in Tulsa. They're starting now. They're going to be doing it for their Wednesday night service every week for 8 weeks. Another church is going to be doing it on Saturday mornings, and then they're going to do similar to what we do. They're going to watch it, and then they're going to go out. They're going to do a session and go out, do a session and go out, do a session and go out, like we do on Saturday morning. So there are a lot of things that are already happening. And you guys, you realize we've had less than 100 of the courses go out. But already these things are going on. But there are many ways people can use them. A pastor could just use, if he wanted to share in a Sunday morning message, if he's just trying to inspire people to be life givers, he could just play what we just saw with Neil and Tori. And wasn't that awesome? Just seeing that, just and all the examples. This course has, I think there are 34 different faces in this course. Different people, many of you have been in the course. We wish we could have put all of you in our course. Some of you we tried and we never could connect, but this is just the beginning. This is phase one. I was thinking about it. If you come on Wednesday nights, it was easier for us to get you in the course. A lot of this was done on Wednesday nights. So I was thinking about how did we get those people that are in there. But anyway, and there are a lot of different people teaching. As you see, there's young people, there's older people. I think my mom's the oldest one in the course. There you go, mama. But anyway, we have, and she's, you know, over 40. But anyway, we have put this course together to communicate to people in just a very real way that's easily understood what we do at Good News Church. And there are a lot of you saw, there's also a CD included that has files that include, it's like a manual. We didn't print manuals, but they can print out any manuals they want. It's the cards, it's follow-up. There's all kinds of things with it. It's an incredible value for $49. In fact, everyone that has gotten the course that I've talked to about the price, they have said, you don't know, we regularly pay $200 for something that's a lot less than this. And the Lord showed us to do that, to make it available that an individual could get it and a church could get it. Anybody that wanted to could get a hold of it and use it. And the final thing I'm going to say is that the course is not just about how to. The course is the heart too. It's not just the how to. It's the heart too. And because two of the eight lessons, so at least 25% of the course is totally about God's heart for people and reaching out to people and the love of God with the grace of God. And it really confronts the whole idea of condemning people, because so much evangelism has been done like, you're a sinner, you need a savior. And yes, people are sinners and they need a savior, but Jesus didn't approach people that way. Jesus came to people and he gave them life and he lifted them up. And so we're out telling people about God's goodness and his love for them. And because the Bible says it's the goodness of God that draw men. It's his goodness that will draw men and women and boys and girls, that'll draw them into the kingdom of God. And so that's what the whole heart of the course is. And that comes through loud and clear in what you're going to hear.
I've been a believer since I was very young. And I've always wanted to share the gospel with others. It's been in my heart from a very young age. And I've been involved in serving in church since I was very young also, and serving in children's ministry, and I'm able to share with the kids the gospel and pray the prayer of salvation with them, and that was easy for me in a church atmosphere. But when it came to sharing with somebody out at the grocery store or in a restaurant or wherever I was, I was so nervous. I am naturally just a shy person. And I wasn't sure what to say. I would just feel flustered. And so I never would. I just kind of thought, well, my way of sharing the gospel with other people is just getting to be friends with them. And over time, I would share the gospel with them and get them saved. Well, things just started changing in my heart. And I realized that I, as a believer, have a ministry that I am supposed to reach out to the people that are around me. And in fact, God is sending people my way so that I could share the gospel with them so they could be saved. And the thing that really changed me is reading the scripts that we were given and reading them over and over again and getting it in my heart and then actually practicing it. When we went out on the streets, we would talk to all kinds of people, and it was people that I didn't know, so I kind of used it as practice. I said, you know, well, these people I'm not going to see these people again, so if I mess up, it's okay. So I would just share the gospel, and the more and more that I did it, the easier it got. And the more that I realized, you know, this isn't so hard. I know how to share the gospel with people, and there's nothing to be afraid of. This is eternity that we're talking about. I'm commissioned by God to do this. And so I remember just being so excited, and after going on the street several times, we went to a wing stop, and my husband likes to eat wings, and we were there, and there was this big burly guy, and he kept on talking to my daughter, and I was like, this is my opportunity. I just knew it in my heart, but I was afraid at the moment, so I was like, okay, I can do this. I was kind of, you know, psyching myself up. And so I go and talk to him, and come to find out that he was a believer. But I got to pray with him for something else that he was going through. But it was a victory for me. I mean, like, I did it. I went up and walked up to somebody, some random person in a restaurant, and talked to them. And then later on, after going on the streets several more times, another opportunity came up. I was at a Zaxby's, and God just laid it on my heart to talk to a lady who was sitting across the restaurant, and she was all by herself, and I knew I was going to do it. I was just kind of hesitating. I was like, I'm going to eat my food, and then I'm going to go and talk to her. Well, she was getting ready to leave, so I jump up, and I'm like, catch her at the door, and I said, well, you know, God just laid on my heart to ask you if you need prayer about anything. And so she shared with me some things, and then I asked her the million-dollar question, and she said, I don't know. And then I was able to share the gospel with her and pray the prayer of salvation. This was all within, you know, a couple of minutes. She got saved that day, and you should have seen her face. She was so excited. She was so happy, and she gave me the biggest hug I've ever had in my whole life. But it was victory for me, even though I'm shy, even though, you know, this is not natural for me, even though I get nervous when I go up and talk to somebody. I know now that this is my job as a believer. Everywhere I go, you know, I'm on the lookout for people that need Jesus. And Jesus and God are sending people my way so that I can share the gospel with them. This is easy. And I just, you know, challenge you to take this job as a minister seriously and go out there and do it. If I can do it, you can definitely do it.
Hello. Well, I would like to say that these screens do not do this justice. No, I'm Harry, and I was in charge of actually carrying out this whole deal. And it was quite a ride. Well, thank you. And it was quite a ride. It actually took about 4 months. And when you have a 16-year-old in charge, there's room for mistakes. And there was mistakes. Mistakes were made, not by me, no. There's one. No, but mistakes were made, and I want to say that this course isn't perfect, and that is kind of the beauty of the design, is that it's showing imperfect people doing God's perfect will for their life. And the course, like I'm saying, is imperfect, but some great things are going to happen because of that. But to actually help me out today, I got some stats. Some, for the techies among us, some great stats, and someone who helped me out a lot, and I would like to thank, is Mr. Wesley Kennedy. Put a lot of time into this, so y'all give him a round of applause. What do you got to show us, Wesley?
Well, I have the stats and facts of this entire course. So here we go. The I Give Life course consists of 8 separate sessions. Each one is 45 minutes long. We used 2 cameras to film every single thing that we shot and filmed a total of 4 hours of footage per session. So that's 32 hours of footage overall that we had to edit. All of the footage added up to 125 gigabytes of information per session. And over all the sessions, that was 1,000 gigabytes. So like 1,000 flash drives of information. It's a lot of stuff, people. 34 people were used throughout the entire course. And filming took place over 4 months. The course was edited over at least 7 12-hour days. Those were long days, guys. We used 4 computers to do the editing and always had at least 3 people working. It took an hour and a half to render each session, and we rendered each one at least 3 times so we can make sure they were right. We went through 1 pound of pretzel sticks. Pastor Nate raided the kitchen 5 times. 3 times I found Grayson passed out on the keyboard. Tori edited the same 5 minutes of footage for 2 hours. Harry broke 2 computer monitors out of anger, and I frequently left the room to go find my cat to console me. All in all, this course has been designed to empower 1 million people to reach 100 million other people over the next 10 years, and that's the greatest fact of them all today.
Those are some good stats. Yeah, that's all I have to say. No, I really wanted Wesley to end that with, and after all was said and done, the souls, the lives that were changed, it's priceless. Yes, anyone? Anyone? No, maybe not. I got a scripture for us to read. That's what I was told to do. When you ever have a mic at a church, you have to read a scripture. So let's pull up a scripture. 1 John 1:1. It says, this is the message. From the very first day we were there, taking it all in. We heard it with our own ears, saw it with our own eyes, verified it with our own hands. The word of life appeared right before our eyes. We saw it happen. And now we're telling you in most sober prose that what we witnessed was incredibly this. The infinite life of God himself took shape before us. We saw it, we heard it, and now we're telling you. So you can experience it along with us. This experience of communion with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. Our motive for writing is simply this. We want you to enjoy this too. Your joy will be double our joy. And as I was in charge of the video and putting this all together, I had this mindset. There was no way this wasn't going to get, it wasn't going to get done on my own. It wasn't going to get done by, you know, my own video editing skills or my hard work or whatever. It was really relying on this thought that lives were going to be changed because of this. That's those all-nighters that are pulled. Those, I've worked the last 4 weekends on it. That's why. And it's not like I'm getting a paycheck. It's not anything like that. It's because I've seen what it's made in my life. I see what it's made in the people over here, the people over here, the people over here, the people over there. And I want it not to just be in this room, but be everywhere we go. And so that's the beauty of the I Give Life course. That's what we had in mind when we were making it. We didn't just, you know, I remember our first meeting, we're all sitting at the table. And, you know, it's kind of like, what are we doing? And we're just sitting there. And we're talking about it and our plans, and we had some big ideas, I'm telling you. When you have this guy, my Uncle Eddie in the room, there's some big ideas. And we're sitting there and we're talking about it, and it's just like, how are we going to do this? How is this going to get done? And more importantly, how are we going to get it out to people? And then, like, everybody in the room turned to me and, like, you're in charge. And I was in charge, and so I realized I had to take this seriously. I had to own up to it, and I did. And like I said, you know, mistakes were made, and it's a, you know, if I was ever a politician, I would say that. But mistakes were made, and so I'm telling you today that we were doing this just like this writer in 1 John was saying. He was writing this so that the people who would be reading this, the people who would be watching it, their double would be double ours. And, you know, I always, like, I've been on screen a lot today, but I said in there, I talked about, you know, people sitting by watching people go into hell idly, and you think of that thought, and you realize it's just like, it's kind of a heavy thought, is it not? And it's kind of a little, like, you know, makes you kind of want to get up and do something besides watch football this afternoon. But this is what it's about. This is what matters. This is what it's important at the end of the day. When you go to sleep at night, what happened earlier today isn't really going to matter, you know? If you're not implementing, you know, the elements of this I Give Life course, which are to reach people, to get people healed, to see people saved, to see people's lives changed and transformed, this is the beauty of the whole deal. This is the beauty is that God's plan is implemented through people. Imperfect people, like I was talking about, people who mess up and make mistakes, but a beautiful thing happens because of it, and lives are changed, and people are forever changed. It's not just like, you know, a one-time thing. We went on outreach yesterday, and I had the opportunity to pray with a lot of kids to get saved, And I'm just thinking, you know, these kids need something. They need help. And one of the guys we prayed with, you know, he was 8 years old. And, you know, I prayed the prayer with him. And it was just like, in his face, it was just like, thank you. It was just like, you just changed my life. And it wasn't me. It was God working through me. But that's what this is about. This is why we do anything really here at Good News Church, is because of this mission right here. And this is what your life should be about. Because what's better than this? Really? Like that email we got, she was in Naples and, she sent it down to me, and I was reading it walking around, and I smiled. Because that's what this is about. This is what our life should be about. And so, I'm supposed to be talking about the making of this course. I didn't really do that. But we made this course to reach people. We made this course to reach people and for people to embrace the responsibility, to embrace a new purpose. People are going to be reached, and then there's going to be people who are going to be discipled, and their lives are going to be changed too. And so I want to encourage you today that you had a part in this just as much as we did. I think everybody who posted on the Facebook wall and was like, you know, keep it up, good job, I appreciate that. But you had a part in this. And so I want to encourage you today, you know, maybe your face isn't on the screen. Maybe, you know, we have 34 faces, but you were the model. You were the person we implemented this with first. And so you think you're part of something big, you know. Millions of people are going to be doing what you've already done. And so I want to thank you guys. Thank you for this chance to speak. And go out and reach your worlds. That's what I say at the end of the video. I'm going to say right now, and we are going to move on with our service. Thank you, guys.
I'll just tell you a story about a lady in our church, Rhonda Ball. Rhonda had gone to Texas, and this kind of encapsulates several of these points of how God works with us. Rhonda had gone to Texas, where she's from, for a funeral in her family, and she was there visiting then when one of the elderly family members had passed away. And Rhonda's there, and they were coming home from the funeral. And on the way home, Rhonda suddenly had a hankering for a pickle. Now, there was a place there, a convenience store in her town where she's from, that they sold these big pickles. They kept them in a jar, and you'd come in and they'd get a tissue and pull out the pickle, and then you'd just eat the pickle. And so Rhonda had grown up doing that, and suddenly on the way home from the funeral, she thought, I'm going to stop and get a pickle. So she tells the folks, stop, pull over here at this convenience store. They have good pickles. I want a pickle. So she walks into the convenience store. She hops out of the car and walks in, and as she walks in the door, it was during the summertime, and it was really hot there in Texas where she was. And when she walks in the door, the guy behind the counter at the convenience store, he yells over to her, sure is hot, isn't it? She said, yes, sir, it is. And she's approaching him, and he says to her, then his next words are, man, it sure is, it's so hot. His next words were this, it's so hot here, man, I don't want to go to hell. It's hot there, and I don't want to go to hell. Now, this is the opening line of the guy as she walks in the convenience store. It's hot in hell, and I don't want to go to hell. I mean, who tells that to you when you walk in a convenience store when you just get a hankering for a pickle right after a funeral? I mean, you understand how God's leading and guiding here? And so here she is, and she's seeing him, and she's walking to him at the counter to get the pickle. And the moment he says, I don't want to go to hell, she just starts backing up. Because she remembers, I have one of the scripts in my purse out in the car, in my handbag. And so she just says, okay, I'll be right back. And she runs out to the car and gets her script, the same script that we've been using in these lessons. And she because she told me I didn't want to mess it up. And so she runs and gets her script, and she runs back in, and she said, I just heard you say you don't want to go to hell. And he said, yeah, it's really hot here, and I can imagine how hot hell is. If it, you know, South Texas is hot, hell must be really hot, and I don't want to go to hell. So she begins to say to him, well, do you think you will go to hell if you died today or 100 years from now? Would you go to hell? And he said, well, I don't really know. And so she begins to talk with him, gives him the gospel. And right there over the counter, right by the jar of pickles, this man is born again. Now, see, that was the Holy Spirit working with her. He led her. She thought she wanted a pickle, but it was the Holy Spirit leading her. And you see what he did? He opened that door to this man's heart. He opened the door through the heat He opened the door, and somehow or another, that was playing on that man's mind before she ever walked in the door. It was playing around in his mind. It was in his thinking. It's hot today, and hell is hot, and I don't want to go to hell. It was like she just walked right into the middle of that and led this man to the Lord. It was an awesome day. But that's how the Holy Spirit works with us. And as we learn to work with Him and cooperate with Him, we'll get much better at following His leading, and we'll have more and more experiences like what Rhonda had. And that's awesome.
Amen. That is very awesome. I want to talk to you just a little bit about the vision for the website, igivelifecourse.com. We actually debuted the igivelifecourse.com as a result of actually having to release the course and having a way for people to order the course. And so that was the initial phase one. Let's get a page up, and we'll put, can you guys show that page? We just have a basic landing page here, and where they can see the trailer and they can hear more about what the course is about and then order the course. But this isn't all that there is to the website and all that there's going to be to the website. We have a vision for our website to keep track of the 1 million life givers who will pray with 100 million people over the next 10 years. We see igivelifecourse.com as not just an order page where people can hear about the course. That's not what it's about. It's not a revenue source for us. It's not to increase our income here at the church. It's to increase the kingdom of God. And the reason we created igivelifecourse.com, not just as an order form, and where we're going with this is we want to create a network of life givers where people can log in and they can, whether they've gone through the course in part or in whole, whether they've watched it as an individual, whether they've seen just the clips of the testimonies and went through the course from the pastor teaching himself from the lessons and showing the clips as just additional material, where they can go on the website, sign in, log in, and say, I've completed the course. And every time they pray with someone, they will log in as well. And we'll have a ticker on the screen that says this many people have been reached through the I Give Life course because of how many people have gone through it. Now, obviously, this is, right now, it's a vision. It hasn't yet been implemented. I don't know if we even know yet how to implement this. And this is where we need your prayers. This is where we need God's wisdom, and we need more people who know how to do what we envision. As a matter of fact, the people that built the page that we have, just through me meeting with a couple of entrepreneur friends that I have who are really big with website development and marketing, they said, we want to be a part of this. How can we help? Now, I could have built the simple web page myself. It's very simple. They used a template to do it. But they said, I want to be involved, and how can we be a part of this? And so I began to tell them what we wanted to do, and of course the deadline got, you know, really close, and so we said, well, we can do this at this point. And I'm so thankful that we did, because as a result, just this past week, we've sold two courses online, to somebody in Massachusetts and Illinois. I don't even know how they figured out this whole thing. But the course is going everywhere. And we want to be able to keep track of who has the course, who has gone through the course, because this vision, we'll never know if this vision has been reached unless we keep track of it. We'll never know if there have been 1 million life givers who have gone through the I Give Life course unless they log in and they sign in. And of course, many of you, as the technology is implemented here on the website, you'll be able to log in, and we encourage you to log in, and you can say, well, I prayed with so-and-so at the grocery store, and it'll be kind of this isn't going to happen on Facebook. It's not just an I Give Life Facebook group. This is beyond Facebook. It's a revolution, indeed. And so you're going to be able to post on the site who you prayed for, how you minister to somebody, and people in churches, like some, I'll give you an example of some of the churches, the states where this is already going to be implemented in the next few weeks and months. Virginia, Missouri, Washington, Florida, Illinois, California, Massachusetts, Minnesota, and even Manitoba, Canada. These people from these states have already ordered the course. And matter of fact, I was talking with one young couple who are going to be planting a church very shortly. And they, almost with tears in their eyes as they bought the course, said, "This is what we've been praying for." Can you imagine? This is an answer to prayer. And I want to submit to you this morning that this is not just the answer to one future pastor's prayers. This is the answer to many people's prayers and churches all across the United States and the world that have a desire to fulfill the Great Commission, but they don't know how. And I love what Pastor Susie said. This is not just the how-to, it's the heart-to. And I was telling people at the table, I was saying, this is not just a method, it's not the script. The script isn't the course. It's not just what you say. You can go anywhere in the on the internet. You can go to Google and say how to lead people to Jesus, and you can find a method. It's not a method. It's a model. And we as a ministry, you as being part of Good News Church, have modeled this. You've modeled what it looks like, Rhonda. You've modeled what it looks like to reach your father. For the many people out there in the world who have yet to, who have family members who are unsaved, you modeled that for them. And your story is on the course, telling people you can do it. Kristen, you modeled through your story of reaching somebody at the restaurant that you can talk to a random person in a matter of a few minutes and reach them with the gospel. You're a model. This church is a model for churches all across the world that are going to be giving life as a result of the I Give Life course. Amen. So please pray for us. Pray for us to have wisdom as we're developing the site, because we have great big ideas, as Harry was saying, and we don't want them to just be lofty ideas. We want them to be ideas that we can implement and that will become a reality. Amen.
Praise God. So we're going to have this available today. And I just want to encourage you. I believe every person here should have it. But also, you know, Lord may lay another pastor, maybe another small group or someone else on your heart, that if you get one for yourself, get it for someone else and sow that into their lives and the possibilities. I mean, this could change. I'm believing for this to be in every neighborhood, every town, every country in the world. And already it's going to be in other languages and every language, I believe. And the beauty of this is, you know, some of the things we do in the United States doesn't transfer to other countries. It's an American thing. This is not an American thing. This is an international world thing. And it can go everywhere. And they're using it in Fiji already. And they're using it in Australia already. And it'll be in China already. And again, it represents us. It represents this church. And we've made a lot of mistakes and been through a lot, learned, and this is just scratching the surface of what the Lord wants to do. So we'll have this available after the service, and want to encourage you. You know, if you maybe in a place to do that, get this, and also think about someone on your heart to give it to, sow it to someone else. Now let's all stand, everybody. And I think Nate had talked about pray for us, and maybe the best thing for us to do today is service and prayer. I think that's probably a good thing to do. And you don't have to, but if you... Okay. You don't have to come forward, but if you want to be to come forward right now, and let's just get gathered together and let's pray. So anybody that wants to come forward, come forward. You can pray where you're at. But if you feel directed, let's put our hands in here, guys. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. You said in Matthew chapter 9 to pray for the laborers. Father, we have a laborer problem in the world. And we take this to heart. To pray for the laborers. To send forth the laborers into the harvest field. Lord, you said even to thrust them out. To force them out. And then in Matthew 10 verse 1, you sent them out. So Lord, we just dedicate this
I Give Life course to you. It's not about any ministry, any person. It's not to glorify man. It's to bring glory to you. So we thank you, Father, that you give this into people's hands. Help us to do that. Help us to get it into people's hands, Father. Help this to spread rapidly throughout the earth. Give us wisdom and how to get it out of the people's hands. And Lord, even really open doors for other methods, other ways. We want to do other DVDs and other, train the trainers. So help us to do that. Father, this is about souls. This is about reaching people with the gospel, transforming lives. We declare over 1 million life givers raised up in the name of Jesus. Over 100 million people saved. Orchestrate it. Put it together. Help us, Lord. Empower us. Let us unite all the life givers in the world together for this cause. This is way bigger than any person in any church. But together, every power does its share. We'll get the job done. Let's get the job done. Let's bring Jesus back. So we thank you, Father. We give you praise. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace and your help so far. But we know the best is yet to come. And this will multiply. Everybody say it together. Multiplication.
Multiplication.
Let it spread like fire. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Part of the
initial
proceeds are going to go to equipment because everything we did basically was on borrowed equipment. We had to have 4 computers going. We want to get a studio. We need cameras. We need all kind of equipment. And look what the Lord can do with just, borrowed equipment. So we've got a lot to do. We need resources. This is part of it. It's not making a person rich. That's not what we're about. It's about we put the price to get in people's hands. But it's going to go towards equipment and resources. And it will help us to be able to.